stand amazed in your love undeniable. Your grace goes on, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise.
Bible, there's a couple of places, but where it says that they would worship the Lord and the glory of the Lord would fill the place where they were sitting, and they couldn't even stand in the presence of God. And family, that's what happens when we worship God like that. We start off by thinking about the band and thinking about the lights or the words and people around us, and then we begin to worship. And when we really begin to worship, is when we begin to feel the presence of God come into the place. Amen. And you know, the Bible says that when Jesus walked the earth, he went about teaching and preaching and healing. And it says in one instance that when they lowered that paralyzed man through the roof, it said the power of the Lord was present to heal. So whenever you have the presence of God, you have the power of God present, available. And we always like to worship for a little while, and then we like to just set the atmosphere. And right now is a time in the service where our prayer team are going to come to the front. And if you have a need in any area of your life, we want to pray with you. We want to believe God. We want to declare victory over your life. Amen. And so if you have anything in your body, if it's healing you need, if it's depression you're suffering with, if it's a financial need, if it's a relationship problem, whatever it is, God wants to meet that need. Amen. And we want to agree with you. So during this last song, which is absolutely beautiful and just brings the presence of God in like none other, come forward and get prayed for. Welcome to those that are watching online. We're going to pray over you right now. There's no distance in prayer. Father, I just release the healing power of God to flow into the lives of people that are watching online. Father, you know every situation. You know where healing is needed. You know where peace is needed. You know every need, Father God, and I just release the anointing of God to flow into those that are listening. Father, let them, as they participate in this service, I pray your presence would just fill the room where they are and that you'd minister to them right where they are today. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing Revelation song, and for those of you who are not coming forward for prayer, let's just worship God with everything we have. Amen.
King of kings, you are struck wonder at the mention of your name. Oh, we're filled with wonder, awestruck wonder at the mention of your name.
Of the book of Revelation. And the Lord says this morning that in the book of Revelation, we see how it all turns out. We see how we end in victory. We see how the culmination of everything ends with my people before my throne with a victorious shout on their lips. But do you know that from the beginning, there's what came before you, and then there's Jesus. And you are somewhere in the middle between where Jesus came and where the end of the age is. And the Lord says this morning that you are in a place of victory already. That because of the cross, everything has been taken care of. Because of the cross, it's going to end with you before my throne, says the Lord. But it has not, don't fear. feel like it's only then that there's victory, says the Lord, because the victory was won at Calvary. It was settled for once and for all. It was settled for you, says the Lord. So whatever your case is, it is settled, says the Lord, in your favor. It is settled in your favor because Jesus paid the price. He took your sin. He took your punishment. He took everything that the devil could throw at him on your behalf. And he defeated him. The Bible says that he led captivity captive and he gave gifts to men. And that means that he walked a defeated foe throughout the portals of heaven and told everyone watching that it was done and it was over and it was finished. And so for us as believers, we have to just walk into the victory that is already ours. It's bought and paid for. We are in the victory of the book of Revelation. We are on the right side. We are with him. We are seated with him in heavenly places right now. So lift your hands and say, I live in victory. I have victory in every area. The devil has no hold over any part of my life. Everything he throws at me is defeated in the name of Jesus. I'm in victory. Give a shout of thanks to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Man, doesn't that do your spirit man good? Come on, we got to remind ourselves just where we are. We're with him. We're on the winning side. Amen. Praise God. Well, welcome to Ascend Church. Welcome to those watching online. Turn and greet someone and you may be seated. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. How are you all doing? Good, good. Welcome to everyone that's present. We welcome our online viewers from all over the world. It's always exciting. After church, I always take a look and see people watch from all over. So welcome today. I want to especially give a shout out to our Send Church members. Not back in church. We miss you. We can't wait to see you again soon. We hope you participate in the service today. And I'd like to welcome any first-time guests we have here. Pastor Steve and I love having guests in our church. And if you are here for the first time today, we want you to feel welcome. I know it's sometimes strange to be somewhere new, but I promise you these are the friendliest people you'd ever meet. So I hope that you just get everything you need out of the service. If you're here for the first time, we'd like to hand you a visitor pack right where you're sitting. Would you mind just waving your hand? Anyone here for the first time today? God bless you. Welcome, welcome. Thank you. Anyone else for the first time? God bless you. Welcome. Thank you, Ray, front row. Awesome. We have such great ushers. Thank you for doing that. In that visitor pack's a couple of things for you. And then there's a guest card. If you just take a moment and put your name and number, Pastor Steve loves to give our guests a call and just find out how you enjoyed the service. And if you can, just hang around for a few minutes afterwards. We'll be in the lobby. We'd love to meet you. Praise the Lord. I want to remind you of the four platforms to watch us. Sometimes some of them can be iffy, and it's always nice to know there's something else. There's our website, ascendchurch.us. Our mobile app. And let me just say about the mobile app, if you haven't downloaded the Ascend Church mobile app, in the lobby is a scan me barcode. Just put your camera against it on your phone and it'll take you right into the app, so to make that easier. And then on YouTube, Ascend Church Jupiter, and on Facebook. And if you would like to, go ahead and share the live stream. It's a way that we reach out to other people. And also, if you're watching online, comment from where you're watching from. Give us prayer requests, whatever it is. And thank you for giving online. It's really simple. There's a link on Facebook on how to give, and then on our website, on our app, it just says give, and it's really simple. So just follow the steps. Praise God. I get out of breath. It's all that singing. Just to let you know, we do have a Spanish translation. Sometimes if you want to invite someone to church and they don't speak English well enough to follow the service, we have a Spanish translation if you need it. We have a card, just real simple. If you have a smartphone and some earphones, it's really simple. Also, the Spanish translation is available on our website. You can watch the message in Spanish and on our app. And just lastly, to remind you of our purpose in this church, four main purposes. The first one is that you would know God better than you do right now. Some people come in, they don't know God at all. We start from there. Some of us have known the Lord for years, and we're building on that every week. Amen. Secondly, that you would find freedom in every area of your life. Thirdly, that you discover your purpose. And lastly, that you would make a difference with your life, that we'd all together make a difference with our life. Amen. Thank you, my dear.
Now I'm on. Good morning. It's good to see you today. Didn't the worship team, the band, do a great job today? Didn't they do a great, great job? So good. I've got to say, in that bass, man, Job, I was hearing that bass today. Boom, 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 boom. What a great time of worship. I want to really encourage you now not to not miss any of the worship. We start at 10 o'clock, and I notice some people come in late. I'm telling you right now, you're really missing out, because worship is what brings you into God's presence. Worship. The Bible says God inhabits the praise of his people. God inhabits. That means that's where God lives. He inhabits the praise. When you begin to worship God, his presence begins to show up. And that's why we start out with worship. That's why we start our service with worship, because I want you to experience the presence of the Lord. And the presence of the Lord comes through worship. So I really encourage you to be here and don't miss any of it. Plus, we've got such a great band. They do such a great job here, don't they? Amen. I want to make sure today, I want you to please be sure today that you have, there's two handouts you should have received when you came in today. The first one is my outline, my sermon outline of the service. It's called Tune in the Right Voice, and it's one page. But then today, there's an additional handout. It's two pages. It's called Who I Am Declarations. If you didn't get the Who I Am Declarations, you really want to have it. Raise your hand up. I'm going to ask our ushers to please get those to you. It's two double pages. And what it is, it's a whole bunch of declarations for you to make over your life. And today, it's going to tie in with my sermon. And so this is something we're going to be doing in the service, and something that you want to take home with you, keep in your Bible, because this really can be life-changing. When you begin to declare who you are, who God says you are, when you begin to declare that and you begin to focus on that, it is amazing what happens in your life. Amen. Are you ready for God's word today? Tell your neighbor, I'm ready. Ask your neighbor, are you ready? Because I am ready for God's word today. Amen. Don't stop playing. Keep on playing. Father, we thank you today for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. We thank you, Lord, that we can listen and tune into your voice today. I thank you, Lord, for anointing your word today, for helping me, for speaking through me. Thank you for bringing revelation and understanding to every person who's listening to this. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you all the praise for everything that will be said and everything that will be done in Jesus' name. If you agree with that, say amen one more time. Thank you to our worship team. Wonderful job. We're going to get into God's word today. Last Sunday was our first television program on Fox 29. And this, so today was the second week that we're being on Fox 29. Did anybody see the program this morning? Just as a matter of interest, you did see it? Wonderful. Wonderful. Do you have Comcast? Do you have Comcast? What channel is it on? 11? All righty. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to find it. Are we ready, Joey? Praise the Lord. Well, hi, I'm Steve Barry. I'm the pastor of Ascend Church here in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. If you live anywhere near Jupiter, I want to invite you. We would love to have you come visit our church. We have the friendliest people. I promise you, we'll make you feel welcome. Your kids will have fun at our Ascend Kids Church, and we really hope to see you soon, don't we, everybody? Yeah. Now, today, I want to speak about tune in the right voice. Tell your neighbor, tune in the right voice. The Apostle Paul, in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 10, he said, there are many kind of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Now, there's a lot of different voices in the world. There's a voice of fear. There's a voice of doubt. There's a voice of condemnation. There's a voice of guilt. There's many different voices that you can listen to. But you know what God says? God says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, I'm getting a flashing message on my screen coming up. Whatever you're doing, please, if it's the time, I've got a flashing message coming up on my screen. Thank you. So just whatever it is, we'll start that again. There's many voices that you can listen to in the world, but God says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, dear friends, listen well to my words. Tune your ears to my voice. He says, tune your ears in to my voice. Keep my message in plain view at all times. Concentrate, learn it by heart. Those who discover these words live, really live, body and soul. They're bursting with health. It says, keep vigilant, watch over your heart. That's where life starts. The Living Bible says, keep these thoughts in your mind. Keep these thoughts ever in your mind. And the Passion Bible says, fill your thoughts with my words until they penetrate deep into your spirit. Fill your thoughts with my words until they penetrate deep in your spirit. Then as you unwrap my words, they will impart true life and radiant health into the very core of your being. Now, notice that tuning into God's voice is linked to filling your thoughts with God's word. Did you notice that? Tuning into God's voice is connected to filling your thoughts with the word of God. The more you think God's word, the more you tune into God's voice. And we need to tune into the voice of God. You know, there is a recording that is constantly playing in your mind. It's telling you who you are. And the problem for some people is their recording is negative. It's been that way for so long that they don't realize it. They don't realize it, but there's always something telling them, you're not good enough, you're not talented, you could never do that, you made too many mistakes in your life. They wonder why they don't feel good about themselves. It's because of that recording that's playing in their mind. And for some people, this started back in your childhood. Somebody told them that they weren't smart or they weren't talented, that they would never accomplish great things in their life. Are you letting what somebody said hold you back? Have you allowed it to become a part of the recording that's playing in your mind? Because the good news is you control that recording. You don't have to let the negative keep on playing. The key is you got to turn off the old recording and you got to put on a new recording. Amen? Are you letting what somebody said control the way that you think? Move on for me, please. Thank you, Natalie. You know what should be playing in our mind all through the day? I am valuable. I am talented. I am disciplined. I am full of faith. I am favored. I am blessed. I have a good personality. People like to be around me. You got to pay attention to what's playing in your mind. Don't go through life being against yourself. There's so many people, they feel wrong on the inside. There's always something reminding them of what they are not or how they don't measure up in their life. And I'll say this to you as humbly as I can, but I like myself. I feel good about who I am. Jesus said that we must love others as much as you love yourself. But if you don't love yourself in a healthy way, you're not going to be able to love other people like you love yourself. You're not going to have good relationships if you go around feeling guilty, feeling unattractive, not up to par. The reason why some people don't get along with others is because they don't get along with themselves. If you don't like you, how are you ever going to like me? If you're not at peace with yourself, how are you going to be at peace with anybody else? If you're hard on yourself, guess what? You're hard on other people too. If you feel wrong about who you are, you'll be critical and find fault with other people. You owe it to yourself, family. You owe it to your spouse. You owe it to your children, to your friends, to turn off that negative recording because it's poisoning who you are. When you feel good about yourself, when you know you're valuable, you're talented, let me tell you, then you can love others. Amen. When you have the right recording, you're going to have healthy relationships. You're going to take inventory of what is playing in your mind. Are there any defeated thoughts? Are there any unworthy thoughts? Are there any not good enough thoughts? You know what you're going to do? You've got to delete them. You've got to stop dwelling on it and take it one step further. Start a new recording. It's amazing what happens when all through the day you play what God says about you. You're thinking about what God says about you. Do you know what God says about you? In Psalm 139 in verse 14, David said, I will praise you. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. The Message Bible says, body and soul, I'm marvelously made. The New Century Version says, you made me in an amazing and wonderful way. I know this very well. God says you're wonderful. God says you're amazing. God says you're marvelous, body and soul. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says you are God's masterpiece. Instead of listening to that old recording, you're just average. You don't have much to offer. You're not very attractive. You're not very gifted. Delete, delete, delete. Instead, you should hear, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm marvelous, body and soul. I'm amazing. I'm one of a kind. I'm a masterpiece. God says you're a masterpiece. Imagine going through the day with those words playing in your mind. Most of us, we're not that bold to believe that good about ourselves. We don't have any problem thinking about our faults. We don't have any problem thinking about what we did wrong, how we don't measure up. But when this new recording comes, let me tell you, the enemy will work overtime to try and stop you from playing it. He doesn't want you to feel good about yourself. And it's going to take boldness to believe that you really are amazing. God says you're amazing. And I don't mean this arrogantly, but let me tell you, if you're going to become who God made you to be, you've got to get in agreement with God. You can't go around feeling intimidated, like you don't have anything to offer. I dare you today to tune into the right voice, to put on the right recording. I am amazing. I have been marvelously made. I am a masterpiece. It's simple. The enemy wants you to feel wrong about yourself, but God wants you to feel right about yourself. When God created you, he stepped back and said, that's very good. Everything God made is good. And when you get up in the morning, instead of looking in the mirror and saying, man, look how old I'm getting. Look at these wrinkles I'm getting. Look how out of shape I'm getting. No, man, why don't you look in that mirror and say, good morning, you amazing thing, you. Hello, you fearfully and wonderfully made child of the Most High God. Amen. You're not bragging on you. You're bragging on what God has done. When you feel good about yourself, let me tell you, you'll go further. You'll have better relationships. You'll enjoy your life so much more. Someone told me about a young lady. She came up for prayer one day. She was in her early 20s, strikingly beautiful girl. She wanted prayer because she had such low self-esteem. She felt unattractive. She'd been dealing with eating disorders in her life and cutting herself. And she was so beautiful, but she'd heard the wrong recording playing, and it got stuck in her head, you're not attractive, you're not valuable, nobody cares about you. Those were all lies. But what plays in our mind is extremely powerful. Do you know that a wrong recording can mess your life up? Because she had all the beauty in the world. I mean, her problem was on the inside. She felt unattractive on the inside. Sometimes we think if we fix up the outside, then we'll feel good about ourselves. But it's actually the opposite. If you get the inside fixed and put on the right recording, then it'll fix the outside. We all spend time every morning getting dressed, you know, getting ready for work or school, or maybe taking a shower, picking out our clothes, ladies putting on your makeup. We put all this effort into the outside, looking the best we can, and that's fine. But let me tell you, a pretty face can't hide self-esteem, can't hide a low self-esteem. Wearing the latest fashion can't cover up feeling unattractive. I wonder what would happen if we took 5 minutes every morning to get our inner person ready for the day. If we took as much time on the inside as we do on the outside. Do you know the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 3, talking to the ladies, it says, don't be concerned about the outward beauty that depends on fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, or beautiful clothes. You should clothe yourselves instead with the beauty that comes from within. The unfading beauty of a gentle and a quiet spirit, which is so precious to God. What would happen if before we left the house in the morning, we would remind ourselves who we are? I am blessed, I am loved, I am forgiven, I am redeemed, I am favored, I am strong, I am healed, I am anointed, I am amazing, I am wonderful, I'm a child of the Most High God. Amen. Take time to make these positive affirmations, declarations over yourself. Because if you get that recording to start off in the right direction, the more you do it, the more it'll get down on the inside. And just like that, just like the negative voice can get into your subconscious and hold you back in your life, do you know that positive voice will push you forward? It'll do you good. It's good to make a list of these affirmations and put them on your cell phone, put them on your computer, put them on your bathroom mirror. And several times during the day, read them over, confess them, get them down into your spirit. The more you dwell on the right thoughts, the less room there is for the wrong thoughts. Some of you ladies, you've never once thought, I'm beautiful, I'm attractive, I am amazing, I'm wonderful. Instead, you think, no, not me, Steve. There's nothing beautiful about me. I'm just ordinary. The problem is that the wrong recording is keeping you from shining because every person is made in the image and the likeness of God. And let me tell you, every person is beautiful in their own way. You may have a beautiful smile. You may have a beautiful spirit. Everybody's got something that makes them attractive. So you've got to delete those thoughts that are telling you that you're unattractive, that you're too big, you're too small, you're not enough of this, you're too much of that. Those lies have played long enough. Stop playing what God says about you. You're beautiful, you're valuable, you're wonderful, you're amazing, you're marvelous. Start thinking about that. And ladies, listen. Ladies, don't ever tell your husband that you're unattractive. Don't ever put yourself down in front of him. He didn't marry you because you're unattractive. He married you because he sees your beauty. And when you tell him how you feel unattractive and how you don't think that you look good, then all that's doing is pushing him away. The last thing you want is for him to start agreeing with you. Well, you know, you are. You're right. You're not. You really aren't. What if he said, yeah, you really don't look good? Listen, you may not feel beautiful, but you need to start thinking like you are beautiful, acting like you are beautiful, dressing like you are beautiful. You got to be beautiful on the inside before it's going to come out on the outside. You see, you carry yourself the way you feel about yourself. If you feel unattractive, you're sending out messages, even subconsciously, that says, I'm unattractive. If you feel intimidated, less than, not talented, you are projecting that everywhere you go. It'll show up in your personality, in your body language. People will treat you based on what you are sending out. I met one lady one time, and I say this respectfully, she wasn't necessarily the most attractive lady, but she may not have had a lot of outer beauty, but on the inside, she had it going on, if you know what I'm saying. She wasn't arrogant, but she was confident. She knew she'd been made in the image of Almighty God. She knew she was crowned with favor. And she may have looked ordinary, but she thought extraordinary. She carried herself like she was royalty. She dressed like she was headed for the runway. She might have bought it secondhand, but she wore it like it was brand new. What's the difference? The difference is on the inside, she sees herself as beautiful, talented, strong, and what's on the inside is eventually going to show up on the outside. You see, because she's got the right recording, she naturally exudes strength and beauty and ability and confidence. The way you see yourself is the way other people are going to see you. If you see yourself strong, talented, capable, confident, then people will see you that way. That's what you're sending out. So you got to stop pushing yourself down. Stop letting those negative thoughts about yourself play. When you criticize yourself, even internally, you're criticizing God's creation. And let me tell you, you've got enough people and enough circumstances that are already against you. Don't be against yourself. When the negative shows up, do yourself a favor, delete it, and switch on the right recording. You know, Kobe Bryant, the basketball legend, he was one of the greatest basketball players who ever played. In 2014, he posted a picture on Instagram of him holding up a jersey. And the caption said, on this day, 18 years ago, the Charlotte Hornets told me right after they drafted me that they had no use for me and they were going to trade me. And he had a big smile on his face and he put hashtag thank you. Because let me tell you, after being told that he wasn't useful to them, he went on to win 5 world championships. He was an all-star 18 times, 4 times the most valuable player in the league, 2 times the scoring champion. I wonder what would have happened if Kobe Bryant had let that recording constantly play in his mind. You're not useful. You're not talented. You're not good enough. We got no use for you. That could have kept him from his destiny. But you know what he did? Delete. That's not going on my recording. I know who I am. I am valuable. I am talented. And I have what it takes. He understood this principle. You can't replay negative, defeating, limiting words and reach your highest potential. Words are powerful. Words are like seeds. And when you believe them and when you dwell on those words, they'll take root. They can grow and become what was said. And that's great when it's positive. But every person has negative words that have been spoken over them. People that are trying to hold you back in your life, trying to discourage you, do like Kobe and delete it and choose to become who God made you to be. I know of a minister when he was younger. He traveled with this very well-known minister. He was his assistant. He went everywhere with him. And even though he was in the background, he believed that one day he also would have a prominent ministry. But being in the shadows of this other minister who was very popular, very talented, he had to fight intimidation and thoughts that were telling him that he didn't have what it takes. And one night after they had this large meeting, a very prominent, well-known city leader came backstage. He was looking for the main minister, but the main minister had already left. So the young minister, who was his assistant, he saw this city official and he asked him, is there anything I can do to help you? And the city leader said, I wanted the main minister to pray about a situation in my family. And the young minister's eyes lit up and he said, I can pray for you. And the man said, no, son, you won't do. Now those words were like a dagger. He was already insecure. He already doubted whether he could do it. But he made the mistake of letting that phrase become part of his recording. Over and over, you won't do. You don't have what it takes. Sorry, son, you won't do. And year after year, anytime he tried to step up and got up his courage, those words would come back and play louder and louder. And one day he did what I'm asking you to do. He realized that people do not determine our destiny. Negative words spoken over you only have power if you give them power, if you believe them. He hit the delete button, and he started a new recording. I am anointed. I am talented. I am favored. I am exceptional. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He changed his recording, and suddenly new doors begin to open up to him, and he went on to become a very prominent minister. Years later, that same city leader invited this younger minister to come and speak at a very prestigious gathering that was taking place in the city. Let me tell you, some of the people who are dismissing you today, not giving you credit, don't worry, one day they're going to want what you have. God is preparing a table in the presence of your enemies. And the key is not to let the negative words become part of your recording. You've got to get good at hitting the delete button. You know, it may be coming from people that should have been speaking faith over you. Maybe a parent or a coach or a colleague or a spouse. They should have been encouraging you. Instead, they told you what you couldn't become, how you didn't measure up, what you can't do. Listen, quit dwelling on it. Quit replaying it. They don't know what God put on the inside of you. Amen. And sometimes the people that said it, they've got their own issues going on. They're insecure. They've got a wrong recording playing in their own mind, and they're just passing it on. Don't take it personally. Delete it. Keep on playing what God says about you. Well, you don't have what it takes. Delete. I am fully loaded and totally equipped. Well, you're just average. You don't have much to offer. Delete. I'm one of a kind. I'm a masterpiece. I'm exceptional. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Let me tell you, the enemy wouldn't be trying so hard to stop you if he didn't know that something amazing was in your future. And the enemy will use negative words or how you were treated or people trying to leave you out, discount you, to try and get that negative recording started in your mind. Because he knows there's nothing more powerful than what you believe about yourself. Don't let what someone else said make you feel less than. That has been playing long enough. It's time to put on a new recording. You are equipped. You are empowered. God calls you a masterpiece. If anyone called you anything different, family, delete it. You got to protect your recording. You got to protect your mind. Don't let it become contaminated. I've learned that nobody can make you think something. They can't make you. No one can make you feel unworthy. Nobody can make you feel inferior. Nobody can make you feel that you're not talented. You have to give them permission by believing what they are saying. Amen? Now quit permitting what you should be deleting. You wouldn't let someone come into your house if a stranger knocked on your door and you opened the door and there stood a man holding a stick of dynamite or a cup of poison or a rattlesnake. You know, if a stranger knocked on your door and you opened the door, you wouldn't say, come on in, come make yourself at home. No, you'd shut that door so fast, you'd lock that door, you'd make sure he couldn't get in. Why are you allowing into your mind poison? Are you welcoming poison, negative words spoken over you? Are you making them welcome, those lies welcome in your mind, telling you you're not talented, you're never going to get well, you're never going to break that addiction? Why don't you close the door to your mind? Proverbs 4 verse 23 says, more than anything you guard, protect your mind, for life flows from it. More than anything you guard, protect your mind. You got to be selective about what you allow in. That's why Paul the Apostle said in Romans 12 verse 2, he says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. The New Living Bible says, don't copy the behaviors and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. How? By changing the way you think. Do you know how you change your life? By changing the way you think. The Message Bible says, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you just fit into it without thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God and you'll be changed from the inside out. The Passion Bible says, stop imitating the ideals and opinions of this culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in His eyes. Let me tell you, if you want to live, can I tell you, God has a beautiful life for you? Can I tell you, if you want to live a beautiful life, you have to protect your mind. You have to renew your mind. You have to think like God. You have to play in your mind what God says about you. Someone told me about some rabbits that they had. They were in their backyard in this fenced-in area, and he noticed one of these rabbits didn't look well. The rabbit kept rubbing his eye, rubbing the side of his face. He took him to the vet, gave him antibiotics. He said he should get better, you know, real soon. They tried it for a week. It didn't help. The rabbit's face started to swell up. He developed this huge growth on his nose. They took him back to the vet. They examined him some more. They discovered that a fly had laid an egg, and somehow it got up into the rabbit's nasal passage, and now the larva was growing. It was about to hatch. Once they got to the root of the problem, they removed it, and the rabbit was fine. Let me tell you, that's what the enemy tries to do to you and me. He tries to plant lies in our mind to infect our thinking. You're not good enough. You're not attractive. You're never going to meet the right person. You're never going to accomplish that dream. You're never going to overcome that problem. Listen, we can try to fix the outside, but until we get to the root of the problem, until we get the infection out and get rid of that wrong recording, it's going to continue to limit us in our life. Why don't you feel good about yourself? Why won't you pursue that dream? Why do you go around feeling guilty in your life? If you trace it back, you'll find it's a stronghold in your mind. Something has convinced you. You've made too many mistakes. God can't bless you. You just don't have the talent. You can't start that business. That person walked out of that relationship. They said you weren't worth loving. Those are lies that you have allowed, but the good news is you can get rid of them. You don't have to spend another minute being infected by the wrong kind of thinking. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, the weapons that we fight with are not the weapons of this world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. We take every thought captive and bring it in obedience to what God says. The Message Bible says we use our powerful God tools for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God, fitting every loose thought and emotion and impulse into the structure of life shaped by Christ. You see, you've got a supernatural mighty weapon. It is called the Word of God. And you are able to pull down every stronghold in your mind and clear out and change your thinking by the Word of God. That's how Jesus overcame the attacks of the enemy. When the enemy, the devil, came to tempt Jesus, what did Jesus say? It is written. If you will start playing what God says about you, let me tell you, that infection will begin to go away. It'll begin, your life will begin to change. It'll heal the places that have been hurt. Instead of dwelling on what somebody said and how they made you feel inferior, when you dwell on what God says about you, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am a masterpiece. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. That infection begins to clear up. Instead of playing that recording, you won't do. You're just not good enough. Instead, you'll be playing, I'm talented, I'm special, I'm creative, I'm one of a kind. Those thoughts bring freedom. They bring healing. And whatever has held you back in your life, listen, you have the prescription. Delete the lies and start taking your medicine. Start playing what God says about you. Do you know the Bible says in Proverbs 4, verse 20 from the Jubilee Bible 2000, it says, my son, attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life to those who find them and medicine to all their flesh. Do you know God's word is like medicine to you? It's when you begin to focus on the Word of God and read the Word of God and speak the Word of God, it's like taking medicine. You were not created to go through life infected. You were created to be free, to be secure, to be confident, to be healthy, to be blessed, to be favored, victorious, successful. Rise up, become who God made you to be. Amen. Moses sent 12 men to spy out the promised land. 10 of them came back with a negative report. They said in Numbers 13:32, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people we saw in it were men of great stature. There we saw the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight. And so we were in their sight. Notice how they saw themselves. They didn't say, the giants were so big they called us grasshoppers. They said we were grasshoppers in our own eyes. See, how you see yourself determines how others see you. They had a grasshopper mentality. Their thinking was infected before they even got there. Let me tell you, opposition does not determine who you are. Opposition reveals who you are. If you got a grasshopper mentality, you're not going to see your enemies properly. Everything's going to look so big to you. Well, I can't beat this cancer. Did you see the doctor's report? I can't break this addiction. I've had it so long. I can't overcome this problem. I mean, it's just so big. The problem is not your enemies. The problem is your thinking. It's been infected with a grasshopper mentality. Because let me tell you, there were two other spies. Their names were Joshua and Caleb. And they had a totally different report. They had a totally different mentality. You know what they said in Numbers 13:30? Caleb quieted the people and before Moses, and he said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. We're well able to overcome it. The Message Bible said, let's go up and take the land now. We can do it. We can do it. What was the difference between them and the other 10 spies? Their thinking wasn't infected. They were playing the right recording. They knew that they were able. And let me tell you, when you are free from infection, you'll have a boldness, you'll have a confidence to take ground that others think's impossible. Because Joshua went on in chapter 14, he said, the land we pass through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. And if the Lord delights in us, he will bring us into this land and give it to us. It's a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of this land, for they are our bread. Their protection is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. The God's Word translation says, we will devour them like bread. The Message Bible says, we'll have them for lunch. The Contemporary says, they won't stand a chance against us. Here's my question for you. Which group of spies are you in? Are you part of the 10 spies or are you part of the 2 spies? Have you let your thinking become so infected? Have you tuned into the wrong voice? Are you playing the wrong recording? Because you can change it. You can turn it off. You can delete the lies and tune into what God says. Start playing what God says about you. Start focusing on that every morning. Take time to get your inner person ready. Start the day off making these positive affirmations, and all through the day, keep that recording playing. Don't let the negative come in and infect your thinking. And to help you with this, that today I've given you a Who I Am declarations. And if you're watching this, go to our website and download the Who I Am declarations and begin to declare these declarations over your life. Will you say it with me today? I want you to declare it like you mean it. Are you ready? Look. First I give you the scripture, then the declaration. Psalm 139:14, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, my soul knows very well. Say, I am wonderful. I'm amazing. I am marvelous. Ephesians 2:10, you are God's masterpiece. He created you anew in Christ Jesus to do the good things he planned so long ago. Say, I'm God's masterpiece. I'm created to do the good things he planned for me. Galatians 3:26, you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And 1 John 4:4 says, you are of God, little children, and you have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Say, I'm a child of the Most High God. Say, I am an overcomer. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Romans 8:37, even in the midst of all these things, we triumph over them all, for God made us to be more than conquerors. Say, I am more than a conqueror. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now we are ambassadors for God. We speak for Christ. He made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Say, I am a new creation. Say, I am God's ambassador. I am the righteousness of God. Ephesians 1 verse 6, he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Say, I am accepted, I am redeemed, and I am forgiven. Ephesians 1 verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Say, I am blessed. Psalm 5 verse 2, for you, Lord, will bless the righteous, and with favor you will surround him like a shield. Say, I am surrounded by the favor of God. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Deuteronomy 28 verse 13, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. Say, I am the head and not the tail. I go only up. I don't go down as I trust and obey God. Amen. Galatians 3:13, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. Matthew 8:17, he took our sickness and bore our, removed our diseases. And 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes you were healed. Say it with me. Say, I am redeemed from the curse of sickness, poverty, defeat. Jesus took my sickness. He removed my diseases. I am healed and whole in Jesus' name. 1 John 4:16, we know how much God loves us because we have felt his love and because we believe him when he tells us he loves us dearly. Say, I am loved dearly by God. Say, God loves me greatly. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, God has not given us a spirit of fear or timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. Say, I am not ruled by fear or timidity. Say, I have power, love, self-discipline. I am bold as a lion. That's what it says in Proverbs 28, verse 1. The righteous are bold as a lion. Say, I am bold to share the gospel, to speak for Jesus. I boldly bring people to church every single Sunday. Ephesians 5, verse 1. Be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ has loved us. Luke 6, 36. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge and you will not be judged. Say this. Say, I imitate God. I walk in love. I am merciful, I don't judge others, and I forgive quickly. Philippians 3:13, I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what is ahead. Say, I don't live in the past, I forget the past. I don't hold on to hurts or wrongs. I press on to reach the things that are ahead of me. I have good things in my future. Psalm 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd and my best friend. I always have more than enough. Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Say, I always have more than enough because the Lord is my shepherd. My God supplies all my needs. Colossians 3 verse 12, God loves you and has chosen you as his own special people. Be gentle, kind, humble, meek, and patient. Say, I'm chosen by God. I'm special to God. I am gentle, kind, humble, patient. See, this is who God says you are. 1 John 2, verse 20, the Holy One has anointed you. Say, I'm anointed by God. Luke 10:19, I've imparted to you all my authority to trample over his kingdom. You will trample upon every demon before you and overcome every power that Satan possesses. Absolutely nothing will be able to harm you as you walk in this authority. Revelation 12:11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And James 4:7, stand up to the devil, resist him, and he will turn and run away from you. Say, I have authority over the devil. I overcome the enemy of my soul by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I resist the devil and he runs away from me in Jesus' name. 2 Timothy 2 verse 1, be strong through the grace that God gives you in Christ Jesus. Say, I am strong through God's grace. I live holy by the grace of God. Sin has no control over me. That's what Romans 6:14 says. Sin is no longer your master. For you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. Romans 6:11, you should consider yourself to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. Say, I'm dead to sin. My relationship to it is broken. I'm alive to God. I am living in unbroken fellowship with him. Ephesians 2 verse 5, even when we're dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And Romans 8, 17, if we are children, we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Romans 8, 32, since he did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, will he not also with him freely give us everything else? Say, I'm saved by grace. I'm seated together with Christ. I'm an heir of God. I'm a joint heir with Christ. There's nothing God won't give to me. 1 Peter 2, verse 9, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a special people. Say, I'm chosen by God. I'm royal. I'm royal. I'm holy. I am special. Colossians 1, 11, we pray that you'll be strengthened with all his glorious power so that you will have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy. And in Romans 15, 13, it says, may God, the source of hope, fill you with joy and peace through your faith in him. Then you will overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Say this with me. Say, I am strengthened with his glorious power. I have all the endurance I need. I have all the patience I need. I'm filled with God's joy. I'm filled with peace. I'm filled with hope. Colossians 2, 10, you are complete in him. Say, I'm complete in him. 1 Corinthians 2:16, you have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. I have the wisdom of God. So you should never say, oh, I'm such a dummy. I am so stupid. No, you're not. You have the wisdom of God. You have the mind of Christ. Romans 8:14, all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. And in Psalm 32, verse 8, the Lord says, I'll guide you along the best path for your life. Say, I'm led by the Holy Spirit. God is guiding me down the best pathway for my life. In Jesus' name. Philippians 4 verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Say, I am not anxious. I'm not worried about anything. I have the peace of God, which guards my heart and my mind. Romans 5, 17, are you still here with me? Is this too long? Is too taking too long for you? Let me tell you can sit and watch a movie for 2 hours and have all that stuff going in your mind and affecting your thinking. And you can take 10 minutes to meditate on the Word of God. You got to take, it takes a commitment if you want to begin to tune in to God's voice. The reason why most people can't tune into God's voice because they don't know His Word. They can't determine what's God's voice and what's the enemy's voice. Romans 5, 17, for if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Say, I have received grace and righteousness. I reign in life through Jesus Christ. Colossians 3, verse 9, you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds and put on the new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator, become like Him. Say, I've stripped off my old nature. I no longer want to live my old ways. I've put on God's nature. I'm becoming more like Him every day. Deuteronomy 8, 18, remember the Lord your God. He gives you the power to get wealth. Say, God's given me the power to get wealth. Whatever I put my hand to, it will prosper. Colossians 1, 13, He's delivered us from the power of darkness, conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Say, I've been delivered from the power of darkness. I've been conveyed into the kingdom of God. Say, I am blessed. I'm prosperous. I'm talented. I'm creative. I am forgiven. I am redeemed. I am free. I am valuable. I am equipped. I'm beautiful. I'm attractive. I'm amazing. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm a child of the Most High God. I've got greatness inside me. I am favored. Say, I will become everything God created me to be. I will live in victory. In the name of Jesus, let me tell you, come on, give God thanks and praise. Let me tell you, the more you fill your mind with God's Word, the more you tune into God's voice. And as you do, you experience life, blessing, joy, peace in your life. The more you tune into God's voice, the more you fill your mind with God's Word, you begin to recognize what is God and what isn't. See, there's many voices. When condemnation comes to me, I know that's not God's voice. When fear comes to me, I know that's not God's voice. When doubt comes to me, I know I'm not tuning into that voice. I'm tuning into the voice of faith. I'm tuning into the voice of victory. I'm tuning into the voice of comfort and peace and strength. And in the name of Jesus, how about you? Amen. Amen. Well, you get something out of this today? I know I went, probably, I don't even want to look, but I'm right on time, man. I'm right on time. Man, well, I don't know about you, I preached myself happy. I hope you caught what I'm trying to tell you today. Because let me tell you, those scriptures I gave you, it's just the tip of the iceberg. It's just the tip of the iceberg. You go through the Bible, it is filled with things like that that God says about you. And the more that you dwell on that and program that in your mind and think that, you're tuning into God's voice. Amen. Come on, bow your head for a moment if you would. Bow your head. Father, thank you today. Thank you, Lord, that you are for us. And Lord, if you are for us, what can ever be against us? While you have your head bowed, your eyes closed today, I want to pray right now. We always do this every Sunday. I want to pray. I want to give an opportunity. If there's anyone here this morning, if you're not sure where you stand with God today, if you're not sure if all is right, if all is well between you and the Lord, listen, I want to ask you a question. If you were to die today, can you say that you know for sure, you know without any doubt that you would go to heaven? Or would you have to be honest and say, Pastor Steve, if I died today, I hope I'd go to heaven. I do believe in God, but I'm not sure. I'm a member of such and such a church. Listen, I'm not asking you what church you belong to. I'm not even asking you if you believe in God. What I am asking you is if you died today, can you say that you know for sure, you know without any doubt, heaven is where you would spend all of eternity? Because let me tell you the good news. You can know that. You can know for sure. You can walk out of here today knowing that all is right, all is well between you and God, that every mistake, every sin you ever committed, it is forgiven. And you can know for sure in your heart when you die, heaven is where you are going to spend eternity. Let me tell you, heaven's a real place. There's a heaven to gain. There's a hell to shun. I want to pray for you. I'm not going to embarrass you. If you want to be included and you say, Pastor Steve, include me, pray for me. I want to make sure everything is right, everything is well between me and God. Pray for me. If that's you, I want you quickly right now, just lift your hand up. Just shoot your hand up. Lift it up high. I'm looking for hands. If your hand is raised, you're included in this prayer. Just lift it up right now. Pastor Steve, pray for me. I want to make sure when I die, I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. Pray for me. Just lift up your hand right now. Everyone who lifted your hand, I want to lead you in a prayer that I prayed almost 40 years ago, changed my life. The Bible says in Romans 10, in verse 9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's how you become a child of God, and that's how you get saved. You believe that Jesus died on that cross and took your sin. He rose from the dead, and you ask Jesus to come into your life and be your Lord and Savior. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. I want to ask everyone, please say this prayer with me now. Everyone, say, Dear God, I thank you that you love me so much. You sent Jesus, your Son, to come to this earth for me, to die on that cross, to shed his blood, to take my sin. Lord, you said that if I would believe that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and if I would confess Jesus is my Lord, you said that I would be saved. I do this today. Lord Jesus, I ask you, come into my life, forgive me of my sin, save me, Lord. I surrender my life to you, and I confess Jesus Christ, you are now Lord of my life. From today, I'm going to follow you and I'm going to live for you and I'm going to do what your Bible says. And I thank you, Lord, because I have received you, I am now saved. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. God, you're my very own Father. I'm your very own child. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you raised your hand, I want to ask you to just remain seated where you are till the service is over. We have a gift we want to give you. One of our counselors is going to come over to you when the service ends and give you a gift. So thank you so much. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm thinking about giving right now as we're getting ready to give to the Lord. Let me tell you, you know, when it comes to giving, you got a choice whose voice you're going to listen to. Oh, it gets real quiet now, don't it? Because let me tell you right now, there are people who tell you you shouldn't give. There are people that will tell you, you're crazy to give your money that church. You're crazy to give your money that church. Are you going to listen to them or are you going to listen to God? Well, my mother said that I shouldn't. My grandma's. Are you going to listen to your mother? Are you going to listen to God? Are you going to listen to your friend? Are you going to listen to God? When it comes to giving, I choose to listen to what God says. God said, honor me with the first tenth of all your income. God, Jesus said, give and it will be. Come on, you preach. You tell us. You tell us what.
I don't want to preach. I just want to tell you. Let me just tell you, that's a real good message. It's life-changing. We were talking to somebody this week and she was saying to us, she said, you know, I always had a real hard time with letting go of my past and letting go of things that have happened to me. She said, the more I sit in under the word of God, the more that has just fallen away. And how now she's thinking about the future. I mean, that's what you call life changing. Amen. Transformation. But as Pastor Steve said, I agree. There are many different voices. And I kind of don't even choose to listen to whether it be my parents when I was first working. If they knew I was tithing, it was like they thought I was nuts. But let me just read you a couple of verses from Deuteronomy 28. It says this. It says, now it shall be if you diligently listen to and obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments, which I'm commanding you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you pay attention to the voice of the Lord your God. Isn't that interesting? It goes on and it through verse 3 to 7, it goes, I'm going to bless your children. I'm going to bless you when you go in, come out, wherever you go. He's going to cause your enemies to be defeated against you. I'm going to read you 3 more verses. Verse 11, it says, the Lord will give you great prosperity. How about quoting that? Say, the Lord will give me great prosperity. Some people think that's sacrilege to say it. Let me tell you, God said it. If God says it, I'm going to repeat what he says. It says, the Lord will give you great prosperity in the offspring of your body, in the offspring of your livestock, in the produce of your ground, in the land in which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open for you his good treasure house, the heavens, to give rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hands. Say, the Lord blesses all the work of my hand. And you will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow. Right? Come on, one more. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You'll be above only and not beneath. If you listen and pay attention to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I'm commanding you today, to observe them carefully. So this is what Pastor Steve was saying. There are voices that will tell you what to do. Don't you choose to put God first. When it comes to giving, listen to what God says, because all those blessings that I just read to you are attached to being obedient to God. So there's two things we're obedient to. First, to the word of God. That's how we know the will of God. So we hear, we're listening, we're tuning in. What does God say about this? You know, sometimes when it comes to offering, people get nervous. You don't talk about money in church. Don't talk about money. Let me tell you, if God talked about it, we should talk about it. Because we better get our thinking straight about money. You spend half our life trying to get more money to do what we need to do. God knows all about it. So let's tune into what he says about it. And secondly, tune into what the Holy Spirit leads you. So let me tell you, the Holy Spirit knows what's up ahead of you. So you may be needing a huge breakthrough in the future. And God says to you, I want you to give over and above. Listen to his voice, because the blessings are attached to our obedience. Amen. And so let's go ahead, get ready to give. Thank you for your faithfulness. None of what we say is to manipulate. Let me tell you, this is what Pastor Steve and I believe. Jesus, the Bible says in Ephesians, Jesus is the leader and the source of everything needed in the church. It's where our trust is. It's where our faith is. Whether someone gives or doesn't give doesn't affect what happens to us, because we're trusting God. You do what you need to do for God to bless your life. Amen. Those watching online, there's different ways you can give. Just click give online. On Facebook, there's a link to lead you. Those sitting here, you can give on this envelope. You can hand it in. Many people give online. We appreciate it. Many people give recurring giving every week, every 2 weeks. We appreciate that. It's such a help to a church when things are regular. Amen. No pressure. And there's different ways to give. I like text giving. There's the number for text giving. Any of these, the first time you give, the first time you use it, it's a simple setup and it's secure. And then after that, it's click, click, and it's done. Right?
Yes.
So go ahead and do that. Amen. You want to pray over?
Yes, let's do that. Let's pray over our giving today. Yeah. All those who are watching this online, thank you for giving. We're going to pray. We're going to trust the Lord. Yeah. Amen. Father, I thank you for every giver, every tither. Yes, you said in your word, Lord, that when we honor you, you said when we bring the tithe into the storehouse that you would open up the windows of heaven above us and you would pour blessings upon us and you would rebuke the devourer. You would protect us, Lord. Yes. Thank you for your protection, your favor, and your blessing upon every giver, every tither. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Thank you for your giving this morning. Praise the Lord. I also want to thank all of our servant leaders who served in God's house today. Thank you to our kids church teachers and our ushers and our greeters and our worship team. And especially I want to thank our media team who've been here since early this morning. Why don't you give them all a big round of applause? We really appreciate you. I want to mention as we're getting ready to close, when you came in today, you should have received this Christmas invite card. This is for you to invite people. Please, during the month of December, we've got something happening on every Sunday in December for Christmas. December the 8th, we have our Christmas photo op. We'll have photo opportunities. December the 6th, we'll have photo opportunities set up in the lobby for you to take Christmas pictures. We have professional photographers going to do that. Then the next Sunday on the 13th, we have the Christmas Around the World potluck. That's where you bring something from your culture, some dish, and we have tables set up and we all eat and have a great time of fellowship. That is on the 13th of December. And then on the 20th of December, we have a live nativity with the Petting Zoo. The kids are going to enjoy the nativity scene. And then, of course, we have our Christmas Eve service on Thursday, December 24th at 7. From 7 to 8 p.m., we're having a Christmas Eve Carols by Candlelight service. Please also don't forget this Sunday. Where's all the men at? This Saturday, the men, we're having the Mighty Men breakfast this Saturday. Men, thanks for your enthusiasm. Try and contain yourself. Listen, men, wake up, men. The Lord's given me a message, Joel 3, verse 9. It says, wake up the mighty men. It is time to wake up the mighty men. It's time to wake up and get with the program of what God's doing in the earth. He's calling out the mighty men. And I hope if you're a mighty man or you want to be here Saturday. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have breakfast, 9 a.m. Bring a friend. Bring a friend, men. We're going to have a great time on Saturday. Ray's cooking. He's got his whole team. We're going to have a full-on breakfast. It's going to be great. Also, we do need a helper. If you can help us today, if you are a computer person or television, we had a little problem with our teleprompters. I just bought this brand new 70-inch teleprompter screen. I was so excited to use it today, and we had a problem, a technical problem. If you can help us, please go and see Miguel right after the service. If you know TVs or you know computers, please go see if you can help out. I would appreciate that. Won't you stand up with us today? Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, I'm glad you were here today. Come on. We'll see you next Sunday. Bring someone to church next Sunday. Come on. Give God praise this morning.